alone earned $108 million in the United States, far more than the cost of the Miramax acquisition, and the film cemented the Weinsteins' reputation for spotting talent, with director Quentin Tarantino winning an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. Comedian Tim Allen, star of The Santa Claus, was also starring in Home Improvement, the year's number one rated television show, produced by Touchstone for ABC. And Allen's autobiography was the number one nonfiction book for Hyperion, the Disney publishing division. Allen was also going to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Pixar's Toy Story. This was Eisner's dream of synergy come true. Snow White, finally released on video, sold 10 million copies during its first week on sale. That year, Disney earned nearly $2 billion on record revenues of more than $10 billion. In his annual letter to shareholders, Eisner sounded a triumphant note. While noting the shocks and distractions of the year, including Welles' death, his surgery, and Katzenberg's exit, which he characterized as Katzenberg's decision not to renew his contract, he concluded that Disney is stronger than most have given us credit for. Our critics did not stop us. Frank's death did not stop us. My heart surgery did not stop us. Our studio reorganization did not stop us. Unmentioned was the fact that Lion King, The Santa Claus, and Home Improvement were all put into development by Katzenberg, who was also responsible for the Miramax acquisition. The failure of the NBC negotiations had only whetted Eisner's appetite for a major deal. That same Thanksgiving weekend, Eisner flew to Orlando for his first visit to Disney World since his surgery. There, he told a large gathering of Disney employees that, "During the next several years, we should make a major acquisition. The trick is not to make the wrong one. You have to be patient. You want to buy something for what it's worth. You want to make a choice that complements the Disney brand, where the sum of the two companies is greater than the parts. That's the deal we are looking for." Over the Christmas holidays, Eisner took Joe Roth, the new studio chairman, on a whirlwind trip to Walt Disney World. Afterward, Roth met with David Vogel, the head of Walt Disney Pictures, saying he now saw Disney-branded event movies as a big opportunity. He asked Vogel what he had in development, and immediately singled out a live-action 101 Dalmatians and a remake of The Absent-Minded Professor for event treatment. He explained how Disney could market them the way he'd done with Home Alone. "Let's make these big," he told Vogel. Vogel was thrilled. Finally, he thought the studio head was someone who understood the potential of Disney-branded live-action films. He seized the opening to discuss his own career with Roth. "Someday I want to make adult movies," he said. "I've been here all these years, and I can't do this for the rest of my life." He pointed to Cool Runnings, a film about the Jamaican bobsled team that he'd championed for the Disney label, even though it didn't have kids in it, as an example of the kind of thing he could do. "If I'm successful, I want to branch out beyond what's considered appropriate for children," Vogel argued. Roth agreed that if Vogel succeeded during two more years with the Disney label, he'd give him the budget to make adult films. That spring, Roth enthusiastically reported that he had great news. John Hughes, the writer of Home Alone, had agreed to write and produce 101 Dalmatians. Vogel tried to conceal his dismay. Hughes was one of the most expensive